Phyllis Burrell's older sister. Second, 3 weeks and 6 days ago, Trevor and I pledged our love to each other. Third, you remain unattached, as you've been all 2.5 years of middle school. Fourth, it's the Christmas holidays, a time known to be especially painful for single people like yourself. Fifth and last, and most important, we've been best friends ever since nursery school. Who else but me has written you a birthday poem for 6 straight years? And who else besides you shows up at the great books discussion group I started? I don't want this to come between us, Steph. We have to find you a boyfriend. We turned down Bolton Road. I was stunned. What have you got waiting out there? I pictured a selection of boys tied to trees and penned naked in cages. And who says I even want a boyfriend? If you won't say it, then I will. Alexandra pulled her cap over her ears. Communing with the urchins and eels in your aquariums can't be totally satisfying. It's time to move up to warm-blooded creatures. Boys, I'll admit, don't satisfy all needs. It's difficult to discuss Jane Austen with Trevor. Extremely difficult. That's why I value you. But there are some things males do awfully well. Like rape, warfare, water pollution. And some things that you could do to attract them. Letting your hair grow out, for one. Show me one Playboy model who looks like she gets her hair done by the U.S.